As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is a-rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to the Friday, April the 24th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. You're not going to miss this broadcast, and certainly want to keep it in your archives as well. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. I'm on the web. We've got a little vocal local website that you might want to check out. Looking forward to upgrading that website in the very near and future. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. We're going to unzip some material very carefully and start in on it that you're going to want to pay really close attention to. But anyway, let's get this going. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become a vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Here's the details. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can sign in, pick a name, and become a vocal local in the oraclebroadcasting.com chat room. Or pick up the phone and call in during the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You can call 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at host@vocallocal.org. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. Big shout out to our micro broadcasters, Liberty Radio and Micro 1650 AM. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your audiences. And again, those websites are vocallocal.org, ozarksvoter.info. The listener call-in number is 866-841-1065. And the Oracle chat room is open. Gold returns to the $900 level as gradual upward traverse continues. We'll talk about that imminently. Sustainable America, the road to serfdom, and exposing the green agenda is going to be the focus of today's broadcast. And we're going to do a little bit of slicing and dicing. Of course, we'll take your calls and much more. Let's close out these market reports so that we can get on to the rest of the broadcast. Active trading, New York City, as of 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. That would be 1 hour ago. Gold was moving up $5.60, trading above the $900 mark at $909.40. Silver was up 8 cents to $12.90. Platinum, flat so far in the day, $1,179 an ounce. Palladium up a buck, $232. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed at up 70.49, trading at 7,957. The NASDAQ was up 6 points, trading at 1,652. The USDX, that dollar index, off 62 basis points, trading at 84.85 so far this morning. Crude oil up 93 cents, trading above $50 at $50.55 a barrel. The lows and the highs in that spot market, 904.80 for a low, 914.60 for a high, a $10 spread, very tight, real small moves, up a buck, down a buck, up a buck, down a buck. The spot market's going to close in 7 hours. As far as the foreign exchange rates go, the Canadian dollar is 82 cents, Mexican peso 8 cents, the euro a buck 33, and the British pound $1.47. So all around, we've got a little bit of information there for you. We'll pick it up on the other side of this first commercial intermission and dive into our topic. Stay with us.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Now that we're joined by all of our affiliates and micro-broadcasters that may have been away for the top-of-the-hour news and weather break, I'll repeat again the opening. Welcome to the Friday, April the 24th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. The website is oraclebroadcasting.com. Be sure to log on there today. Today, and again, my name is William Roberts, and today we're going to clear up a few mysteries and to open up a couple of mysteries and try and answer some questions. For those of you who were here earlier this week, I interviewed a man, Galen Chadwick. I had the opportunity, I would say, of hearing him give a live presentation to two different live audiences here in Southwest Missouri, our very two of our chapters, if you will, of the Ozarks Property Rights Congress, the Far Southwest Chapter and the Berry County Chapter. To use those phrases loosely, because there's no real formal organization, we don't have bylaws, we don't go through all of that, so far at least, we may. But I was very interested to have the opportunity to listen to this presentation because, as many of you know, I've been tracking this like a bloodhound, the sustainable development, the sustainable mercenaries for a long time. And when we talk about becoming vocal local and taking our information and applying it locally, the things that we know, the things that we've heard, the things we've studied, the things we've proven for ourselves in our own research, then you too have the skills, the talent, the technique, the ability, and the discernment to pick up on these change agents when they come to town. So I would encourage you to, during the broadcast, If you can, open a browser and go to wellfedneighbor.com. www.wellfedneighbor.com. We talked about finding ways of establishing or reacquainting ourselves with the idea of food sovereignty and understanding that if we don't take care of our own food systems, then, you know, we just basically become sheep in the line waiting for a handout from the Fed. And there's so much truth in all of what Galen was presenting in his presentations that I decided that I would go ahead and invite him on air with us, let him go ahead and give it a fair presentation. I wasn't moving him into any direction or trying to dialogue him into consensus. I just gave him the opportunity to say what he had to say, and on more than one network. So I've been as fair as I can be on all of that. But I have considerable disagreement with this Well-Fed Neighbor Alliance and their partnerships. Their partners seem to be a real problem. And so I would encourage you again to go to this Well-Fed Neighbor Alliance, if you can, on your browser, and start looking around on that website, because that's where we're going to go today, and we'll come back to this from time to time. Now, before I do, I'll just simply say this about that. Some of you may know who Tom DeWeese is, and some of you may not. He has the American Policy Center, and he publishes pretty good newsletters and provides good research. And I've had him on the air with me. I'm overdue inviting him to come back on again. I want to do that. He's recently submitted an article. It's called The Wrenching Transformation of America. This is a speech that was given by Tom out in Kalispell, Montana, and in Spokane, Washington, to county Republican Lincoln Day dinners in late March, so not long ago. And you got to understand this Lincoln Day part, you know, Republican Lincoln Day dinners, the whole idea of the Party of Lincoln. I can assure you that the Radical Red Republican Party of Lincoln was as infiltrated with not just maybe Reds, but communists and anarchists, if you will, both. So we can look at that and understand that this established two-party political system is just as corrupt as it could possibly be. But he gave these speeches. I'm going to share with you a little bit of this speech, The Wrenching Transformation of America, Part 1, and we'll go with it for a little while, and then I'm going to come back to our Well-Fed Neighbor Alliance to give you an opportunity to log on to that and to start looking around a little bit. Here's his speech. Ladies and gentlemen, I've come a long way to get here, so I have a short time to be with you. So let's just get everything out on the table right now, shall we? And that's what we're going to be doing this morning right here on this broadcast. We're going to get some things out on the table. I believe the American people and their every action are being ruled, regulated, restricted, licensed, registered, directed, checked, inspected, measured, numbered, counted, rated, stamped, censured, authorized, admonished, refused, prevented, drilled, indoctrinated, monopolized, extorted, robbed, hoaxed, fined, harassed, disarmed, dishonored, fleeced, exploited, accessed, and taxed to the point of suffocation and desperation. Kind of like the way that Tom starts his talks. America is drowning in a sea of rules and regulations, particularly under the guise of saving the environment. We all know something is very wrong. We're trying to fix it. Many in America attempt to fight against one issue or another as they try to understand what is happening to their country, but most fail to see the whole picture and are being crushed under a well-organized divide-and-conquer tactic that keeps them reeling from crisis to crisis. Tonight, I'm going to try to give you at least a peek at all the all-encompassing, gut-wrenching national transformation that we face, and hopefully help to lift the veil of confusion. Again, these are the words of Tom DeWeese. To put things in perspective, here are some questions every American should ask their elected officials, especially those supporting climate change legislation. If it is proven that climate change is not man-made but natural, will you be relieved and excited to know that man is off the hook? We've been terrorized into accepting that human society was on the brink of extinction because of man-made global warming. We've been warned that unless we take drastic action to reverse it, then islands will disappear, whole cities will be destroyed, and polar bears will drown. So if it's not true, will you now help to remove all of the draconian regulations passed during the global warming hysteria? Will you help to restore a republic with common sense and sound economics? Their answers to these questions should be very illuminating as to the true agenda they seek to impose. If they are supporting climate change legislation because of a genuine concern for the environment, then they should now be greatly relieved to know that true science is showing more and more evidence that there is no man-made global warming. And in fact, a natural cooling period has begun. I've just returned from one of the most important climate change conferences ever held. Sponsored by the Heartland Institute, more than 700 scientists from all over the world came together to testify that man-made global warming does not exist. Harvard scholar and climate scientist Willie Soon said it best in a recent article he titled, "It's the Sun, Stupid." Dr. Mark Campbell, professor of chemistry at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, recently wrote, "The sky is not burning," and to claim that it is amounts to journalistic malpractice, said U.S. government atmospheric scientist Stanley B. Goldenberg. "It's a blatant lie put forth in the media that makes it seem there is only a fringe of scientists who do not buy into anthropogenic global warming." In the past year, more than 650 scientists from around the world have expressed their doubts. That's 12 times the number of UN IPCC global warming alarmists. We'll pick it up on the other side and continue. Stay right there.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Okay, we're back once again. Now let's go into this a little bit further, just a few more lines off of Tom DeWeese's address here. It's wonderful. It's called, he's titled it The Wrenching Transformation of America, and there's much to go into on this from this speech. I'm not going to go much further with it. However, there's something else I want to talk about today. But he goes on. He says, the sun storms have ended and now a cooling period has begun. That's it. Done. Crisis over. Man is not to blame. Hurrah! The nation should be rejoicing. No need for expensive green cars, mercury-filled light bulbs, special home building materials, expensive alternative energy, no bird-killing windmills, no special energy taxes, no extra government oversight committees, no more global climate change conferences, and no more need for a climate czar. Carol Browner can go back into mothballs. We can finally clean out the 10 feet of fuel on the bottom of the forest and prevent the massive forest fires. We can reestablish the timber industry and all the jobs that were killed. We can drill American oil in and end our dependency on foreigners who hate us. In fact, that stable source of energy will help restore the Detroit auto industry and all of those jobs. And it will also help us to stop funding terrorists. What's not to like about drilling American oil? And then it continues. And Tom is a fun guy to be around in person, and he's also a very good writer. But let's give a little bit more here. This was an article that I shared when I found it a couple of days back. But this is a an article off of, where is it come from? No, I don't have to find out. Don't even need to worry about it. It was written by Thomas Edel. The EPA on April the 17th proposed new regulations to control carbon dioxide, CO2, and five other greenhouse gases as pollutants under Section 202A of the Clean Air Act on April the 17th. While not mentioning what aspects of carbon dioxide emissions will be regulated, the carbon dioxide emitted from automobiles and power plants is definitely on the regulation block. The first step toward costly and far-reaching regulations is that the EPA establish carbon dioxide as a regulatory pollutant, even though all plants need carbon dioxide for photosynthesis and all animals, including humans, exhale carbon dioxide. So, just to give you a couple of little heads up on all of that. Now, the idea of becoming vocal local is basically speaking truth to power. And having studied, as I have, the various change agents that come in and all the various pathways that they come in and so many of their philosophies, I can recognize them when I see them. And so I went to this meeting locally and listened to Mr. Chadwick give his presentation. And after the presentation, I came up and I said I could take umbrage with a couple of things. I agreed with most of what he said, and he said it eloquently. And you've heard him speak, and I think you can understand that. But I said, I really have a problem with your repetitive use of the word sustain and sustainable. I says, are you aware of Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, the United Nations agenda? And immediately, he retorted with a very well-schooled type of a response, in defense of his use of the term, because he didn't want to give in to anybody taking over a term. He didn't want to give ground to someone taking over a term and thereby give them the power, so to speak. But I could ask you to look in your dictionary. I'll just grab the one that's close to my table here and look up the word sustain, and let's find out anything about it. What is this idea about sustain? Just very quickly, right out of a dictionary, it's to support, to bear the weight of, to keep up, to keep going, to support or keep alive, to undergo, to suffer, to bear up under, to encourage, to comfort, to confirm, to corroborate, to uphold as valid, to nourish, encourage. That's it. That's the definition. So what is there to love about all of that? Sounds like a collectivist thing to me. It sounds to me like it's something that is artificial. It's used as an adjective whenever you have to sustain, to prop up, to shore up, to continue, to bear under, to support. This is all a robbing Peter to pay Paul program. And so I dislike the term, and having studied it as well as I have, I can show lots of reasons why we need to be aware of it when we hear it in a public meeting. So if you've gone to the wellfedneighbor.com meetup or the wellfedneighbor.com website and looked at their Well Fed Neighbor Alliance, you'll see that they have a creed in the beginning. It says, we believe that the best way to face these uncertain times is by setting forth a clear vision of a sustainable Ozarks and a timeline for achieving it. We can understand setting achieving goals. We can certainly agree with a lot of that. Certainly a timeline helps to get you there on time and so on. This clear vision. But these two words, this clear vision and sustainable. You know, we've got Vision 2020, visioning councils, visioning meetings, visioning sessions, dialogue to consensus meetings, and then this concept, sustainable Ozarks, a vision of a sustainable Ozarks. To me, that's sustainable development all over the place. Now, I can listen to somebody that has some farming experience that wants to talk about growing wheat and planting fruit trees and nut trees and those sorts of things, and I can get along with that. I can understand and appreciate the importance of shortening our food lines, our food chains, if you will. I can certainly get under all over the idea of exchanging fruits and vegetables and so on and so forth at the farmers markets, and being prepared to be able to feed each other. A well-fed neighbor is a strong defense. A starving neighbor is going to be the one that's crawling through your back window some night trying to find something to eat, or money, or a gun, or something. So certainly a well-fed neighbor makes good sense. But as they say, you can take a little drop or two of hemlock and put it in a cup of honey, and it sure tastes sweet and it sure goes down nice, but it's that couple of drops of hemlock that'll kill you deader than a stone. So a little bit of poison can go a long ways. So we look at this website, and we go around and we talk to people about putting in Liberty Gardens and Victory Gardens and getting all started up like that. And that's all well and good. But there is a partnership here. There's an alliance here. There is an agenda here. There's a philosophy happening here. So if you're on that website, I just ask you to click on Transition 09, then go down to Transition Missouri or Transition Initiatives. Let's try that one. We'll click on it. I'm multitasking like crazy here. I've got two computers running. And let's see what we can find on this one. No, that wasn't the one I wanted. I didn't have the opportunity to get all of these things bookmarked as I could have and should have, perhaps. Let's go back to that home page again. Go to the home. Got that. We'll just fool around a little bit here. I'm looking for it. As soon as I find it, we'll go there. Let's see. Transition, who are we? Transition 09. All right. Transition 09. When you click on Transition 09, the transition handbook should come up and open in front of you. It says, from oil dependency to local resilience. This is from global to local. Global to local. Very important. Transition 09 and the Well-Fed Neighbor Alliance was inspired by Rob Hopkins' Transition Town Movement. Rob Hopkins' Transition Town Movement. So what are transition towns? In short, it all starts off when a small collection of like-minded, motivated individuals within a community unite with a shared concern. So then you click on Transition Initiative. Now that goes back to there. We don't want that. We want to come down someplace else in here. Transition, there it is. All right, I knew I was in the right place. Then you just scroll down a little bit there, and it says, watch the video below to learn more about how this movement began and what its mission is. You may also visit the Transition U.S. website to learn how the movement is sweeping across the United States. So let's click on Transition U.S. I hope you've got your browsers open. I hope you've got your browsers open and you're going with me. We're clicking through this. So now you can, if you don't have a browser open and you missed that, you can type in www.transitionus.org. And you'll open up the Transition U.S. website. Now, what is the Transition U.S. website? What are these people doing? Let's go over here and take a look on the left-hand side. It says Quick Links. We'll pick the links up right on the other side, and we'll click on Partners. Be right back.
You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution. Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, so we're back again now, and if you have your browsers open, if you're on the internet, and for those without internet access, just follow along. We'll be reading some of this material as we find it on the websites here. What we're trying to do is to find out what's going on behind this well-fed neighbor alliance. You know, sometimes we're judged by the company that we keep, and so we need to understand that we are, as I have repeatedly warned, we've been talking about anarch transitioning to a theory known as anarchism, how these things morph, how these various ideas that come out as an instrument, what could be wrong with gardening, what could be wrong with planting wheat, what could be wrong with having shorter food lines, what could be wrong with not importing foods and things from around the world, when we have a breadbasket, a cornucopia right here in Missouri and elsewhere in the United States of America, California, to be sure. What could be wrong with all of that? Well, very little is wrong with it, unless it ties itself in with something else. So if you've opened that link, Transition 09, on the WellFed Neighbor Alliance website, you open up this Welcome to Transition U.S. Now, it says Welcome to Transition U.S., we're a nonprofit organization. Now it's incorporated, 501c3, 501c4 probably. I haven't checked the incorporation papers out. That provides inspiration. This is ideology building, inspiration, support. That's sustainable, of course, from textbook definition. Training, and networking for transition initiatives, capital T, capital I, transition initiatives across the United States. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it, in a way? How nice. Another one of these groups in this pluralistic America that we live in. But let's go on and read the next little paragraph. If you're looking on the website, it's right to the right of the YouTube video click button there. Transition initiatives are part of a vibrant international grassroots movement that builds community resilience in response to the changes of peak oil, climate change, and the economic crisis. Peak oil, climate change, and the economic crisis. How was the economic crisis created? Derivatives. How was peak oil sold to the people? How about climate change? We say Al Gore, Barry the Usurper, Maurice Strong, Agenda 21. Okay, you got the idea. Now click over, look over on the quick links, and it says About Us, and click on that. It's the second one in the list. And it says down here, Team, under About Us, Contact Us, History, Strategy, Team. Do you see it? Click on that. And now we see the Transition U.S. Team opens up here. The first person on it, the board of directors, if you will, the Transition U.S. Team, this Caroline, notice the spelling, Carol, L-Y-N-E, Staten, is the executive director of Transition U.S. She is adept. Words have meanings. Their meanings are important. Words are used for specific uses, you know, for specific reasons. An adept, as opposed to a neophyte. An adept, as in a religion. Okay. Adept at aligning community activities toward unified goals. This is basically consensus building. Aligning community activities towards unified goals. A skill honed from over 30 years of working with nonprofit organizations and educational institutions. Can you say Tavistock, Smith Institute, Brookings Institute, public-private partnerships? She has successfully galvanized communities. What is galvanization? You immerse something in another, it's an admixture, it's a coating, it's a topping. Galvanizing, metal plate, for instance. Galvanizing, coating, putting a topping on it, galvanized communities around various social issues, and has particular expertise in program development, PROGRAM, key phrase there, program, sustainable development, the program of action for the 21st century, if you will. Programs, we've come across them 100 times, PROGRAMME. It's spelled PROGRAM today in this article. Participative leadership and quote-unquote learning organizations. Again, ideology, best practices, all of that. Her background includes serving as the director of the New College's North Bay campus for what? For sustainable living. An innovative educational institution that promoted advanced studies in leadership, community building, and developed the nation's first quote-unquote green MBA program. Carolyn has a master's degree in nonprofit administration, resides in Sebastopol, California, and is passionate about stewardship and protection of the natural world. I don't know about you, but my hair just stands straight up. I've seen this kind of person before. If you look at her photograph, you can see the person that she is. The choice of hat, the scarf, the background. Next on the list in the board here, Jennifer Gray, co-founder and president of Transition US. She's a pioneer of the Transition Team movement in the UK. Where? In the UK. Where? In the UK. Prince Charles, the Sustainable Prince. Joan Beyond's excellent book, and perhaps you caught the interview with Joan Beyond. Michael Vail and Doug Owen interviewed her last weekend, I believe. Wrote an excellent book, Prince Charles, the Sustainable Prince. Continuing on here, she is a pioneer of the Transition Towns movement in the UK, having set up the world's second transition initiative after Totnes, T-O-N-N-E-S. That's a study I haven't gone into yet, but there's this whole town initiative, this Totnes thing, and it will be to our advantage to look at it. Her professional background is diversity. ranging from Eco Village Educator in India, to Organic Dairy Farmer and Community Arts Organizer in the UK, to Software Entrepreneur in California, and fundamentally she is a permaculture educator and activist with a strong commitment to environmental, social, and economic sustainability. Environmental, social, and economic sustainability. Do I need to give you the three E's of sustainable development again? Why don't we just run through them? Equity, using the law to restructure human nature, economy, the international redistribution of wealth, and the creation of public-private partnerships, and environment where nature is above man. Can you say eugenicist? You know, folks, when we come across this sort of stuff, we need to be very aware of this. Because many people, many young people, some in the Ron Paul movement, some of the people that are in libertarian party movements and so on and so forth around America are being introduced to this. And they're moving into these well-fed neighbor alliances, perhaps unaware of what's going on in the background. And if I can provide any service for the Oracle Broadcasting Network and our listeners, I hope to be able to cover the backstory when I find it. So here we have this social, she is a permaculture educator and an activist with a strong commitment to environmental, social, and economic sustainability. She's a frequent speaker and writer on this topic. And the urgent need for transition, moving us from A to B, from where we are today to where the United Nations and the global initiatives intend for us to be in the very near future, which is basically, as F.A. Hayek says, the road to serfdom. You'll notice on the talk that was given by Galen Chadwick, the impetus was to go back and try and find as many of these hand-crank stone mills and the old combines and these old, blacksmith shop tools and the hand, the no power. And if you have ever read Agenda 21, the big orange book, you'll see in there the push that they have for going back to a time where, like building Pharaoh's pyramids, we throw away all of our technological advancement and we move back into the Stone Age so that we don't have any more negative impact on Mother Gaia. All right, let's continue. She's a frequent speaker and a writer on the topic, the need for transition. She also received a BA in culture, ecology, and sustainable community from New College, California, and a Master of Sciences in Holistic Science, Ecological Education from the Shoemaker College in the UK. So we keep going back and making these dots. We're connecting the dots. Trying to set up my computer a little better here. Connecting the dots between what's going down in England, which gives you the opportunity to have been involved with any of the various consultancies, whether that be Tavistock or Smith Institute or some of the others. And it ought to just be a heads up to us. We're going to continue on this direction. Stay right with us as we kind of unzip the Well-Fed Neighbor Alliance.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
And we've returned once again. So we're going down through this board of this transition U.S. team, and we're looking at all of the connections between the United States and Great Britain that are represented in this team. Let's go down to the next one. And by the way, if you look at this Jennifer Gray, what a serpentine face she has. I don't know, kind of looks kind of snaky to me. Pamela Gray, Ph.D., the next one is an executive entrepreneur with over 25 years' experience in the management of young, fast-growth companies, an extensive knowledge of business planning, organizational structures, funding, global marketing, strategic partnerships, and team building. Known as an outstanding written and oral communicator, Pamela is the author of 4 books and a presenter at conferences worldwide. A presenter at conferences worldwide. Every day, all across the world, thousands and thousands of these, well, and I don't know if there's every day thousands, but all across the world, annually, thousands of these United Nations meetings are occurring. And they're always looking, of course, for these presenters. And here we find a person who has been a presenter at conferences worldwide. She has served on the board of private and public companies. You notice the way you turn that around. If you said public and private companies, then you would start to go right towards public-private partnerships, wouldn't you? But it's very carefully worded and has been recognized publicly for her services. Pamela has a deep interest in matters to do with health and is particularly concerned about the implications of peak oil and climate change on today's medical systems. A trustee of the Transition Network Limited. There's another corporate identification for you. Transition Network Limited. And established the Health and Medicine Group within Transition Penwith. Transition Penwith in the UK before moving back to the US and co-founding Transition US. Global to local action plans, my friends. Here's a real piece of work. Are you following along? We're on the team page. The U.S. Transition U.S. team, transitions.org/about-us/team. And the next character that we're going to look at is a Michael Brownlee. Michael Brownlee is the co-founder of Transition Boulder County. Now, if you're on the website and you're looking, you'll see all of these hot links. So far, I haven't followed all of the hot links out, but I will be doing that over the weekend. Maybe you'd want to do the same today or tomorrow. If you have the time, look into this. This is an important connection. The first time I've ever heard of it. And certainly I'm confident without any shadow of doubt in my mind, this is the first you've ever heard of it either. So, unless you're very unusual. Out there, Michael Brownlee, again, is a co-founder of Transition Boulder County, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to catalyze, inspire, encourage, network, support, and train communities as they consider, adopt, adapt, and implement the transition model. Very important choice of words. Words have meanings, especially to these people. They're talking a meta language here. There's a language about a language. They're identifying themselves to their fellow travelers in the selection of their words here. They realize that very few people will read this micro print. Continuing. And this guy is really important. Transition Boulder County was the first developing community resilience and self-reliance in food. You see, they get it right. Self-reliance in food, energy, and economy. The three E's just come up all the time here. Michael spearheads the organization's campaign to rebuild community and strengthen local economies. A frequent speaker on sustainability issues, he is a founding member of the Boulder County Food and Agricultural Policy Council, a graduate of the Authentic Leadership Program at Naropa University's MARPA Center for Business and Economics, and the former board chairman of the Boulder Independent Business Alliance. What is this? Naropa University at MARPA Center. Where is that? And what more can we find out about this chap? David Johnson, the next one in line here, after completing a degree in computer sciences, David traveled the world, discovering Tibetan Buddhism on his journey and developing an interest in environmental issues. On his return to the UK, David became involved with a Tibetan Buddhist Sangha and moved to their retreat center in South Wales. On his return to the UK, this is Transition US team, folks. He later purchased and moved to a neighboring piece of land and built an award-winning ecological house. And David continued exploring the overlap of ecology and spirituality through a master's degree program in transpersonal psychology with a concentration in eco-psychology at Naropa University. Seems that we may have met Mr. Michael Brownlee at Naropa University as well. His training and work with a number of eco-psychologists informed his thinking around the heart and soul aspects of transition. David was involved in a think tank set up by Rob Hopkins in the early days of the Transition Towns Totness and recently moved to Portland, Oregon, where he has been in the central group forming Transition Portland. Are you following along, dear listeners? Here's the next one in the list. Asher Miller is the executive director of Post Carbon Institute. Post Carbon Institute. And was the former manager of the organization's relocalization network. Now, we've heard the concept in Galen's presentation of relocalization. About 4 years ago, maybe as long as 5 years ago, while I was surfing around the web shortly after I had first connected to the internet, I was up on the Tavistock Institute website and I found a very prominent thread about localism and the Smith Institute and the idea of needing to go local in order to implement these plans, the global agenda. It was at that time that I started formulating my creed. that you can find on my website, www.vocallocal.org. It's a little Vocal Local Spot 2 doc, which is posted there. But here's the way that it works out. This is the first line in the credo. As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are in our towns, in our cities, in our counties and states. And as I wrote right after that, this is not meant to give place to the globalist earlier maxim, think global, act local, far from it. To become vocal local is the nemesis or the antithesis or the very nemesis of globalism, the way the broadcast starts. Every day. Countering the craft and guile of the change agent's use of voluntary compliance and affirmative action to affect implementation through public buy-in, Vocal Local exposes the socioeconomic, political, and ideological underpinnings of the globalist safety cult agenda. And you can read the rest of it on the website. I'm very well aware that this initiative is coming on us and at us, and the importance for us becoming Vocal Local right where we are, where we can actually do some good, where we can just say no to the globalist agenda as it comes into town. But you can see this various UK-based bunch, this Transition US team here, they're helping to transition the United States into consensus on this new paradigms, a rather lousy paradigms based on very specious science, climate change, peak oil, global warming, and the rest of it. It's coming in with this new world religion as well. More worship of the creation than recognition of the creator in all of this. And taking the human being, that socialized, that politically socialized human being, down to the level of oblivion peasants so that they can be easily exterminated, as you would hunt the buffalo off of the plains of the U.S. from flat cars behind the trains as they came across the plain. We'll pick it up on the other side. Hope you're enjoying this expose. We'll be right back.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
As America limps on its last legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to the Friday, April the 24th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. We're on the web. I've got a little website, vocallocal.org, and there's also the OzarksVoter.info website. You might want to check out those today. My name is William Roberts, and we're doing an expose, if you will, of a follow-on from an earlier interview from this week where I interviewed Galen Chadwick of the Well-Fed Neighbor Alliance. And we're on the website now. We're on the transitions.org website, www.transitionsus.org. And we're at a /about-us/team. And we're going through the team members of this Transition Us team. We're going through an expose here, trying to wrap our minds around a movement, an ism, a new ism coming in to the United States, again, from always UK. Hate to say it, but it's so often the case. Anyway, we're just about to have one of the most important characters in this lineup. This is not he, the next one will be, but Asher Miller is the executive director of the Post-Carbon Institute and was the former manager of the organizer's Relocation Network. He has 13 years of nonprofit management experience, including as the founder of Climate Changers, an organization that inspires people to reduce their impact on the climate by focusing on simple and achievable actions anyone can take. Climate Changers. Years of experience in nonprofit management. You can see this management team so far that's built up. These are powerful people, if you will, in their own right. People who have the technical and the capacity, the skills necessary to transform, to transition us from where we are today to where they need us to be in the future, so that we can embrace Agenda 21 on the local level as we advance localism. Perhaps I can claim a little bit of fame on the idea of having exposed this localism movement early on and have taken away the use of that term from this group and others like it. They're using the term relocalization as opposed to localism. Nevertheless, let's continue here and look into Asher Miller a little bit further. He says, as the founder of Climate Changers, micro print, hard to read from the distance I'm looking at it. I've got multiple computers on my table today. Anyway, Climate Changers, an organization that inspires people to reduce the impact on the climate by focusing on simple and achievable actions anyone can take. Previously, he was partnership director at Plugged In, international production coordinator at Steven Spielberg's Shoah Foundation, youth manager at the Volunteer Center of Sonoma County, You know, Barry the Usurper was a community worker, community organizer. This fellow is a youth manager at the Volunteer Center of Sonoma County, a ghostwriter, and a consultant for a number of other nonprofit groups. Asher also serves on the board of Listening for a Change and on the advisory board of Earth Next. It's E-R-T-H-N-E-X-T-E, Earth Next. It must be Earth Next. He also recently served as a member of the Senator John Edwards Clean Tech, Clean Business Advisory Committee, etc. Brother, be right back.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
And we have returned once again here on the second hour of Become Vocal Local for Friday, April the 24th, live broadcast. My name is William Roberts. We're dissecting. We've got a couple of websites under our under the inspection microscope, if you will, today, dissecting down through some various things so that we can understand and wrap our mind around a new program, if you will, that is moving quickly all across America. They have a honey-filled, honey on their lips type of a presentation outwardly, but inwardly they're ravening wolves, they're sustainable mercenaries, and they need to be exposed to the light of day, and that is what I am intending to do with this today. We're going through a variety, a list of the top leadership here, the team, the board of directors, etc., that are the founders and they're not the founders, but they're the carry-ons from the founders of this transition 09 process. And it's transition 09 is telling in itself. There's another place that we can go, maybe link to that or find it accidentally, but it's inside of here where there was quite a celebration as the Barry the Usurper took the reins of power, the transition of power there. We heard about the transition teams, and here we're involved in this transition Portland and going down through the list of these characters. Again, just closing out on Asher Miller. He was also served as a member of Senator John Edwards' Clean Tech Green Business Advisory Committee. Asher received his BA in English Creative Writing, no doubt, from the Colorado College. And, you know, we talked with Mel Hallett up from Salida, Colorado. She's in the very vicinity of Marie Strong's Baca, another one of these, you know, guru green meditation rooms, basically. Drop down. Here's one of the most important characters in this list. It's funny that it's near the bottom of the list. He's not on the bottom of the list, but he's hidden down here on the bottom, near the bottom. Richard Hindberg. Richard Hindberg is the award-winning author of 8 books, including The Party's Over, Oil, War, and the Fate of Industrial Societies, Power Down, Options and Actions for a Post-Carbon World, The Oil Depletion Protocol, A Plan to Avert Oil Wars, Terrorism and Economic Collapse, and Peak Everything, Waking Up to the Century of Declines. He is the senior fellow of Post-Carbon Institute and is widely regarded as one of the world's foremost peak oil educators. Widely regarded as one of the world's foremost peak oil educators. Has anybody ever studied into peak oil? I know in this network, I'm sure you've heard Lee and the others dissecting that fallacy. But it's all over the internet. If you want to go out and do a little bit of homework over the weekend, satisfy your own curiosity, prove, you know, don't believe anything I say, prove it in your own research. You go find out for yourself, and if you study it carefully, see if you come away thinking that there's some peak oil problem. But this fellow, this chap right here, aligned with our very own farming community now, as this well-fed neighbor alliance seeks to, I don't know, set its roots all over southwest Missouri, all around sustainable Springfield. We have this character in this list, Richard Hindberg, very troubling. You'll see here, if you are looking on the website, on the Transition U.S. team, there's a muse letter, his muse letter. Instead of a newsletter, he's a muse letter, M-U-S-E. He's the muse, he's the oracle, he's the prophet here, the prophet of peak oil. Has been published since 1992. Anything familiar about that 1992 date? That just happens to be the time that we had the Earth Summit and the Agenda 21 came on the scene. 1992. And he's been publishing his newsletter since that time period. And his essays and articles have appeared widely and in many languages. Richard writes a monthly column for the Ecologist magazine. The Ecologist magazine. Environment, equity, ecology, economy, Ecologist magazine, a sustainable mercenary, and has been featured in many film documentaries, including Leonardo DiCaprio's 11th Hour since 2002. He has given over 300 lectures on oil depletion to a wide variety of audiences around the world. Dialogue to Consensus. Propaganda Through Action. A very interesting person, no doubt. Certainly important for us to understand who he is, where he is, and how he is hooked up with this particular group. Peter Lipman is a policy director at Sustainable Transport Charity, Sustrans, and is particularly proud of the DIY, that would be Do-It-Yourself Streets Project. Did you hear just the other day we talked about the people over in Hawaii faced with a road repair after a storm, a state park being closed that was critical for their own, for their continuance of their businesses in the tourist industry there where they are. But they got busy and they did a $4 million road project in 8 days for free. But this is your idea here, this do-it-yourself street projects. In addition to that, on the internet, one of our listeners sent in a email. I didn't report on it, but apparently there was some kind of a move by Kentucky Fried Chicken to help to finance fixing potholes in various places. and they would pay for the hot tar to go in and patch these holes, the hot patch is what it's called, to fix potholes and roads with blacktop as long as they had the KFC imprint pressed into them. So I guess they would send you a little toolkit and it would include a little imprint. But the town or city that was in the article refused or declined the offer because they had an ordinance against imprinting the pavement with logos and things. But we have this Peter Lippman here, a director, policy director at Sustainable Transport Charity, the Center for Sustainable Energy. He's a chair of the trustees. So we can see here that, and notice the way that it's spelled, C-E-N-T-R-E, Centre, obviously English, Centre for Sustainable Energy. So this is the cast of characters that makes up this Transition U.S. team. And there's so much more on this website if you were to go in and take a look at it and go through it as I have and figure out more about what's going on that talks about why transition. The next thing in here, we're living in an age of unprecedented change, with a number of crises converging, crisis management. I'm reading off the Why Transition page now. Climate change, global economic instability, overpopulation, erosion of community, declining biodiversity, and resource wars have all stemmed from the availability of cheap, non-renewable fuel. Blame it on oil. We'll be right back.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Yes, and most certainly we're back once again, cruising through this two-hour broadcast, eating it right up. We're on this, tracking out this team here. There's a lot to find out about these people, and I think it will be, I'll be bringing this back up again and again as I find out more. I've also got some other researchers around the United States looking at this, and I can see in the chat room that others are now in the Oracle family of listeners, if you will, the chatters. They're going for this as well. So we need to look into it and find out all that we can and bring it out. This is something that could be nipped in the bud before our kind, fine farming communities get dialogued into this globalist claptrap. And we need to be very, very, very aware. Let's go on a little bit further. Why transition? It says global oil. Well, I'll back it up. All of these things that they're looking at, we are living in an age of unprecedented change with a number of crises converging. Climate change, global economic instability, overpopulation, the erosion of community, declining biodiversity, and resource wars have all stemmed from the availability of cheap, non-renewable fossil fuels, period. Is that a true statement? What is this non-renewable fossil fuel? Fossil fuel? Oil is the product of dinosaurs that fell down and all the leaves that fell onto the ground and built up over the years, and why they're 6, 7, 8, 10,000 feet now below the earth, and all of that oil down there. And if we pump it all up, we won't have any more dinosaurs or leaves to make more oil. And so we'll be out of oil. It's part of the specious nature of this science. I'm trying to be a little bit facetious here. Yesterday, I was in a bright and chipper mood most all the way through the broadcast. I got up at 5 o'clock this morning and started reading this stuff, and I'm in a foul, foul mood right now. I apologize, listeners. I've been studying this global nonsense for a while, and it really irks me when I find it close locally. When I find it moving in and around people that I know and that I like a lot. I don't like to have them, you know, basically buying off on this garbage. Global oil, gas, and coal production is predicted to irreversibly decline in the next 10 to 20 years. But of course, if you followed any of the reports from Lindsay Williams, you would know, and I know because I was in Alaska, I was raised in Alaska, I've worked at it's a geotechnical engineering firm, and I was drawing up the boring logs as the exploration teams were working in Alaska on the pipeline to bring the Alaska oil out, you know, the Alaska pipeline. Know just a little bit about this, worked in geotechnical engineering firms, and so on and so forth. But with Lindsay Williams reports that there is just, you know, hundreds of years at the current production and anticipated future consumption of oil, hundreds of years in just the North Slope. And that's just a small area of Alaska. We've heard about the Baca oil discoveries. Is that what it is? The shale, others all around, the big oil finds down in the Gulf of Mexico right off our coast, and everywhere. Maybe it's true. Maybe that oil is just the sweat of the planet Earth, and it's a lubricant for the plates and the shell of the outermost edge of the Earth, and it just keeps making more of it and more of it. What do they call it? Abiotic oil. Let's continue here. The coming shocks are likely to be catastrophic if we do not prepare. That's your fear. I guess we had to throw in our doubt, fear, and worry for today's broadcast, so we make sure we get plenty of doubt, fear, and worry. The coming shocks are likely to be catastrophic if we do not prepare. As Richard Heinberg states, now they're justifying their program from within. We found Richard Heinberg is on their board of directors, but as he states, our central survival task for the decades ahead as individuals and as a species must be to make a transition away from the use of fossil fuels and to do this as peacefully, equitably, and intelligently as possible. Equitably. Well, certainly I'm all for going, finding other kinds of, you know, other sources of fuel. I'm not some troglodyte locked into my gas-powered vehicles, although everyone has them, and we already have them, and we have a whole infrastructure built around them, and they seem to work quite dandily. But if there is a real push for all of this, why don't we just open up the patent office? It seems to me Nikola Tesla had some pretty intelligent ideas, and there have been many people shot to death and otherwise. I think I heard Mr. Green Energy talking about some various and sundry other opportunities that we could use right now readily at our fingertips. There are many different alternatives out there. But why is it that we're going to go back and link this climate change, global economic instability, overpopulation, the erosion of community, declining biodiversity, all because of the availability of cheap, non-renewable fossil fuels? How does overpopulation work into that? It seems to me that in all of the developed countries of the world, the native populations are in decline. As people become more prosperous, there's less and less of a need for 12 and 13 and 14 children in the family. It doesn't lend itself to overpopulation. The opposite is true. Continuing here, it says the transition movement represents one of the most promising ways of engaging people and communities to take the far-reaching actions that are required to mitigate the effects of peak oil, climate change, and the economic crisis. Okay, so what's up with the Victory Garden? Why are we blurring the boundaries? Why are we creating this fuzzy alliance? If you want to talk about food and if you want to talk about providing food in a time of trouble, such as may never have been before, much maybe never happen again, certainly if you want to go back to the idea of reinvigorating our food supplies and stopping having dependence on importation, reinvigorating our many different varieties of apples, I mean, some of, I guess, from what Galen said, some are just absolutely extinct. There is no seeds for them around. But we can begin again. We can start this stuff again. But what has this got to do with global climate change and global economic instability and all this other claptrap thrown in here? I'm asking. Drop down a little further here. It says, these relocalization efforts are designed to result in a life that is more fulfilling, more socially connected, and more equitable than the one we have today. Right out of the front pages of Agenda 21 from the forward, it's not about having more in the 21st century. It's about being more. Being more. Social Darwinism all over the place here. Here we go. The transition model is based on a loose set of real-world principles and practices that have been built up over time through the experimentation and observation of communities as they drive forward to reduce carbon emissions and build community resilience. Underpinning the model is a recognition of the following. Peak oil, climate change, and the economic crisis require urgent action. Did we talk about anarchism yesterday? The propaganda of action? The propaganda of action? Peak oil, climate change, and the economic crises require urgent propaganda of action. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Amazon. Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back here for the right after the bottom of the second. We're in the bottom of the second hour. These 2 hours are going. And we're still locked into this this website, going through this transition United States concept. And there's so much in here, so much indeed. But why transition, again? Underpinning the model is a recognition of the following. So a recognition of the following. These are truths then. These are those. Remember when I said every time you find an ism, you come across an ism like anarchism. If you look into it and you study the ism, you very likely will find a founder, and here we found several. And if you can understand the founder, if you dig deeply into their writings, quite frequently what you'll find are their faith statements, what they believe in. So here's underpinning the model of this transition. What is transition? Why transition? Underpinning the model is a recognition of the following. In other words, these truths we hold to be self-evident. All right? Peak oil, climate change, and the economic crisis require urgent action. Adaptation to a world with less oil is inevitable. Supposedly, these are truths. It is better to plan and to be prepared than to be taken by surprise. Kind of like a truism thrown in there. Industrial society has lost the resilience to be able to cope with shocks to its systems. We have to act together, and we have to act now. Again, the propaganda of action. We must negotiate our way down from the peak, quote-unquote peak, and they quote-unquote it right there, peak, using all our skills, ingenuity, and intelligence, negotiate our way down from the peak. In other words, we, mankind, have come to the highest point in our development in the year 2009, and now we will return to Stone Age creatures. We will negotiate our way down from the peak to some subsistence level like a Bolivian peasant, perhaps. Nothing against the Bolivian peasants. They probably got a right nice lifestyle. If you can do without all of the glimmer and the glamour and the flash and the pizzazz, they might be getting along just quite nicely. But they're certainly living differently than Wally and June Cleaver in their subdivision with the 57 Chevy in the driveway. Continuing here, it says, using our creativity and cooperation to unleash the collective genius within our local communities will lead to a more abundant, connected, and healthier future for all. Okay, so these are some commandments of this movement. Collective genius and local communities. And so now we're basically right back to where we started with this whole idea that as globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking this globalist agenda right where we are in our towns, our cities, and our counties, and our states. If it's allowed to come in, there is almost no way of getting it out. It is so difficult. The transition movement believes that it is up to us in our local communities to step into a leadership position on this situation. Now, what local communities might they be inferring? These people seem to have largely been educated in England, in the UK, and in India, and then they have spread to various places around the United States to facilitate and begin the Transition US program, and yet at the same time they mouth the words that it's up to us in our local communities to step into a leadership position on this situation. I'm so glad I'm ahead of these people by years. I just love it. You just can't get better than become vocal local. I'm sorry. We're already on the map. We're already in place. We've already figured out what language they were going to use, what their methods were going to be, you know, how they were going to come in. This whole idea of localism and relocalization, it's been outed, folks. And we're just exposing it now as they try and wheedle in the back door. So, anyway, let's go back and listen to some more of this speech. Actually, I'll read you some more of this speech from Tom DeWeese, The Wrenching Transformation of America. So, again, he comes back and he says, an overwhelming majority of scientists are now telling us that investigative research shows any warming activity actually stopped in 1999. This is in regards to the global warming. And in fact, they say the brief warming period we experienced in the past decade was completely natural, caused in part by storms on the sun, not CO2 emissions from SUVs. The sun storms have ended and now a cooling period has begun. And Tom writes, that's it, done, crisis over, man is not to blame, hooray. The nation should be rejoicing. He continues, no need for expensive green cars, mercury-filled light bulbs, and on. We went down through that. We can finally clean out the 10 feet of fuel on the bottom of the forest and prevent the massive forest fires. We've stated that. We can drill American oil and end our dependency on the foreigners who hate us. He's just quoting that facetiously. In fact, that stable source of energy will help restore the Detroit auto industry and all of those jobs, and it will help us to stop funding the terrorists. What's not to like about drilling American oil? We didn't need a stimulus package after all. The economy will rebound on its own. We're free. The environment is not in crisis. Rejoice, rejoice. That silence you hear is the news media, which refuses to report what any skeptic has to say. That silence you hear is the lack of effort on Capitol Hill to push back from the climate change hysteria. That silence you hear is from the White House, where the president of change, Barry the Usurper, now has an EPA director, a Council on Environmental Quality director, and a full-blown climate change czar, all working to impose huge cutbacks in energy use with more taxes and more rules and regulations that will bring an already damaged economy to its knees, all in the name of man-made global warming, which doesn't exist. And that silence you hear is from the global corporations which have bought into Al Gore's lie and invested heavily in the promised green economy. In fact, their dollars are the only thing green about it. Their commercials are promoting the lies and changing our way of life. Going green is the mantra of the day. None of them are about to change any of these policies simply to accommodate a few inconvenient scientific facts. In spite of all the evidence to the contrary, in spite of the literally thousands of real scientists joining the ranks of the skeptics, Gore just told Congress that global warming crisis is even worse than predicted. Obama, our newly crowned king, by no crown of mine, thank you, said the science is settled. Why do they continue to promote a lie? Because global warming never was about protecting the environment. It's nothing more than the excuse to enforce global governance on the planet by creating a new global economy based on the environment rather than on goods and services. In fact, the most important debate in the history of the United States is about to begin. It's the battle over a completely new economic system based on climate change called cap and trade. And of course, Al Gore, Barry the Usurper, Maurice Strong and others, they've already cornered the market, folks, in New York and London. They stand to profit and profit substantially on the sale of carbon credits. Continuing to hear from Tom DeWeese, it says, it should be called tax and trade, as it will force up the price of every item created or run by energy, from gasoline to toothpaste to natural gas to hotel rooms, as we sit in our cold, dark homes. Cap and trade will throw out the old system of a free market based on goods and services and operate on the idea that a CO2 is a pollutant. Instead of money, wealth will be determined by how many government-issued emissions permits you owned to allow you to operate your business. In short, it's all about wealth redistribution. Your wealth into a green rat hole. During the Cold War, communists tried to get us to surrender our liberties and way of life for the wisdom of Karl Marx, and Americans didn't buy it. But now, they've taken the same claptrap and wrapped it all up in a nice green blanket, scaring us with horror stories and the human destruction of the environment. And so we're now throwing our liberties on the bonfire like a good old-fashioned book burning, all in the name of protecting the planet. It sounds so friendly, so meaningful, so urgent, but the devastation to our liberty and the way of life is the same as if Lenin ordered it. You know, we have a new language invading our government at all levels, and we'll pick it up on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
And we are back once again and continuing just a little bit more from this excellent speech given by Tom DeWeese out in the Points West here. I've turned the page and I've got it. Here it is. Kalispell, Montana and Spokane, Washington, to the County Republican Lincoln Day dinners. Those good neocon Republicans. As red as you can get. Nevertheless, continuing from his speech, he says, it sounds so friendly, so meaningful, so urgent. But the devastation to our liberty and our way of life is the same as if Lenin ordered it. You know, we have a new language invading our government at all levels. Old words with new meanings fill government policy papers. The typical city council meeting discusses, quote-unquote, community development, quote-unquote, historic preservation, and, quote-unquote, partnerships between the city and global corporations. Civic leaders organize community meetings run by quote-unquote facilitators as they outline a vision, quote-unquote vision, for the town, enforced by consensus, quote-unquote consensus. No need for debate when you have a consensus. People of great importance testify before congressional committees of the dire need for quote-unquote social justice. Social justice. Going back to the Well-Fed Neighbor website and on the click link there, Transition 09, it says Transition 09 and the Well-Fed Neighbor Alliance was inspired by Rob Hopkins' Transition Town movement. So what are transition towns? In short, it all starts off when a small collectivist, like-minded, motivated individuals within a community unite with a shared concern, and then it goes, colon, quote, our community is focusing on food security and relocalizing our jobs, close quote, written by Galen Chadwick, who joined us here on air earlier this week. Well, let's look at a little bit about this idea of focusing on food security. Chapter 14, Agenda 21, promoting sustainable agriculture and rural development. Section 14.6, the absence of a coherent national policy framework for sustainable agriculture and rural development, SARD, is widespread. and is not limited to the developing countries. In particular, the economies in transition. What transition? What transition? What is transition 09? What transition? The economies in transition from planned to market-oriented systems need such a framework to incorporate environmental considerations into economic activities. Two of the three E's right there. Including agriculture, all countries need to assess comprehensively the impacts of such policies on food and agriculture sector performance, food security, rural welfare, and international trading relations as a means for identifying appropriate offsetting measures. The major thrust of food security in this case is to bring about a significant increase in agricultural production in a sustainable way and to achieve a substantial improvement in people's entitlements to adequate food and culturally appropriate food supplies. We could go on and on and on and continue to make the links between Agenda 21 and this website and this movement and its founders. We believe the best way to face these uncertain times is by setting forth a clear vision. And as Tom DeWeese wrote, civic leaders organize community meetings run by facilitators, and certainly as we went through the list or the cast of characters, we found plenty of these trained facilitators, as they outline a vision for the town enforced by consensus. Oh, well, everyone agreed. Everyone agreed. We dialogued into consensus. Again, right off the Well-Fed Neighbor Alliance, the home page, their statement on the top. We believe, we the people, we believe the best way to face these uncertain times is by setting forth a clear vision of a sustainable Ozarks and a timeline for achieving it. Now, in the public meeting, when I first heard Galen speak, as I mentioned, I talked to him after the talk, and he was very, very concerned. He was very defensive when I challenged his use of the word sustainable. It's a mantra. It's a badge. It's a global initiative. You can't go against God, you know, and sustainability and sustainable is their God at this time period. And on the second meeting, where I had the opportunity to listen to him speak, he very carefully and eloquently and correctly, when I challenged him on the idea of localism and local relocalization, he wanted to debate the issue on its merits, as opposed to who he was, what his philosophy was, what his education, training, and background are, all of that, just on the merit of the discussion. And for that reason, and that reason alone, I invited him to come on air with us. Because he is right. When we look at food, we should be ashamed of what we have done to our ability to produce our own food, as we've allowed ourselves to go down this rabbit hole with Monsanto and the other huge agri-corporations. Ashamed of ourselves that we've stopped having gardens, and people think that all milk comes out of a grocery store, out of a plastic bottle, and not out of the teat of a cow or a goat. Ashamed of ourselves we no longer have chickens here, there, and every place. And then we've allowed our towns and our cities to make it unlawful for us to keep chickens so that we can have a fresh and abundant supply of eggs and meat. You talk about a renewable resource. Chickens are a renewable resource. But like I said in the beginning, it only takes a few drops of hemlock to ruin a whole cup full of honey. And so we're out there in the hinterlands, bringing in the sheaves, if you will, driving in the sheep into these consensus meetings and setting up databases as to who has what kind of implements and who's going to grow this and how many acres of this and how many acres of that. We're going right into the implementation of Agenda 21, Chapter 14, 14.5 through 9, in their basis for action under promoting sustainable agriculture and rural development, social justice, environment, economy, ecology. Remember I said the other day I was at People's Park. I wrote a tune about the day that our eyes were turned from freedom to ecology. Well, it's time for our eyes to turn back to freedom and away from this claptrap, this ecological social justice programming system. There are many things wrong with corporate structures, corporate monopolism and all of that. But these are things that we can deal with legally and lawfully. But we needn't throw in the towel and kick the baby out with the bathwater just to accept these global initiatives. So be very, very careful. And wherever possible, when you are out and about, listen with your whole mind, with all of your discernment turned on to these various speakers and pundits, and read your local newspapers with care. And keep your eyes peeled, because as globalism makes its transition from global to local, you, your family, your neighbors, are going to be far better served if you're able to block these global initiatives, which rely upon public buy and they rely upon voluntary consent. You go to a consensus meeting to find that consent to qualify for public notice, if you will. And when you consent, when everybody goes nod, 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 yes, 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 let's all grow wheat, you've consented to this program. And then the consequences fall on you. Choices have consequences. Be careful what we choose. Learn to recognize these kinds of words. I'm laying out a meta-language, a language about a language. I'm trying to share with you the language behind this language so that you can recognize it right where you are. Folks, have a wonderful weekend. Hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. Dig into this website, and we'll be back again on Monday. Till then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting, the home of cutting-edge technology. Talk Radio.